Suzanne. Hi.
Yes, hi.
Welcome back. So, what's happened in the couple of months since I talked to you?
Well, I am still seeing my boyfriend Peter, and our relationship is going very good. So
Nice.
we are now going to spend Christmas together, and this is it's going very good. So and we are building our trust connection, and it's all going very good actually. So exploring each other all we can.
Amazing. Are you feeling like sexually satisfied and filled up? Like, tell us a little bit about your sexy parts.
Yes, all in all, I am. We have this issue that we live some hours apart, so we don't get to see each other as often as I would like to. So of course there are times where I need him sexually and emotionally, where I can't be with him, but he has it the same way. So but we're dealing with it, and it's okay, and we get to miss each other and feel that connection also. So that brings something also to the relationship. But
So
sexually
beautiful.
satisfied, yes, of course I am.
Okay, wait. So do you have to wait until Christmas to see him? Or because we're at the end
No,
of
no, no,
October right now. Okay. How
yeah,
often are we?
no, no. We try to see each other every weekend, but there are weekends we cannot do that. The longest we have been apart is, I think, 10 days. So
Okay.
it's not that long, but when you want to be together, it's a long time.
It is a long time. I also just went on a second date with someone last night and we were like making out in the
Good for
car
you.
afterwards. Thank you. And I like woke up this morning and I was like, I want to make out again. What? You know?
Yes. Where is he? Where is he? I know the feeling. I know the feeling. And I appreciate that I still feel this way after we have been together 4 months now and still have that longing for him every time. That's very good. I think that's a good sign for us.
I love that. That's great.
Other things that we both like, we have tried to dig in and be very specific about. I, as you know, would like to talk about it all the time. He's not used to talk about sex, so it's still a little bit difficult for him, but we're trying to, and he's okay with it, but he has to think about the answers sometimes, where I just want to answer me next question, answer me next question. But that's okay, and it gives me a moment to think a little harder about something also. But already in the first few days we found out exactly what we like, and we have just built that up, and we have found new ways of getting me to squirt, things I didn't know how to,
Really?
didn't know my body could do that. Yes.
What's the new way? Like, what was it like before? What's it like now? And how did you figure it out?
He did actually. Well, our most passionate position is me on the back, head downwards, giving him a deep throating blowjob while he uses his fingers on me, maybe a dildo also. But suddenly one day he went outside, masturbating my clitoris with rapid emotion, really, really fast. Just kept going really, really fast, and it came out so fast. I have never tried that before. I think, what happened? And we have explored that even more. I think that's very funny, and it's a
So cool.
crazy feeling because you get sensation of an internal squirting orgasm in the same time with the clitoris stimulation. It's insanely, I can't even explain it.
Oh my
So,
God.
and when he does that in the same time where I am deep throating him, it's the most sexiest thing I have ever tried, ever.
That's
So we
fucking
do that a
awesome.
lot.
Oh my God.
And we like the emotional slow sex also. We're trying to explore that because we have talked so much about sex and we have jumped in this relationship with the deep throating of the anal. We're trying to get more relaxed about the emotional sex also and try that to do that more. It's connecting in another way.
But is deep throat and anal, so it's a different category of emotion. Could that be emotional too for you, or
Yeah.
is it just a different energy?
I think the anal, the deep throating, it's very, for me, it's more hard sex. It's sex with extremely, I don't know the words.
It like
God damn.
intensity?
The
I know.
intensity, it's animalistic, if you know what I mean. It's like the inner animal just coming out.
Primal.
Primal, that's the word. It's very primal, where the most sensational slow sex, it's not that often, but it gives something else. It's more like the words of making love. It's more like that. That the other thing is also that because that also gives us both something, but this is something else. It's new for me, and I love it.
One of the little fantasies that I got off to just this morning with this new partner who, like, I just touched his penis for the first time, you know, like just through the pants and then in the pants a little bit because I got excited. I woke up this morning and thought about just like sitting in his lap, but then naked, but then sitting on his cock and just getting held. And that's like what I came to this morning and just my like little wake up orgasm. What sort of stuff makes you feel that emotional connection and a sensuality that sounds like not so much the primal side, but just the deep, maybe love? I don't want to put words in your mouth, but like the kind of
yeah,
just
I,
those.
I know exactly what you mean. Yeah. I think when we haven't seen each other for 7, 8, 10 days, it's very primal at first. But then yeah. The next time it comes to this more making love sessions, and it's the emotional parts of me is waking up. I wasn't expecting that. And I want to tell him that I love him. I want to tell him that I want to be with him. I want to tell him that I think we should move in together. All that stuff comes up when we have that kind of connection. On the other hand, the primal sex is more like, I just want your body. It's very sexy. It's another form of sex, I think. It's another form of connection.
Beautiful.
Yes, it is.
And I'm assuming that emotion stuff is tied, the emotion stuff, it's tied in with all of the trust that you're talking about, yeah?
Yes, exactly. And we are still talking about going to maybe a sex club and doing threesome or foursomes in one point. But I have my best friend who is doing this, and she's talking very much about this. But I find myself actually holding a little bit back on that. Where before, just when I met him, I said, I want to go to a sex club with you now.
Yeah, yeah.
But now I feel like I want to hold back because I want to be extremely sure that he can trust me, that he knows that he can trust me 100%. Because if I get the feeling that he's doing this for me and not for us, then it won't be right. It won't be satisfying for any of us. So we're holding back, and it's going to happen, I think, but in the future, not now. And it's not like we don't trust each other. It's just like I want to be completely sure that he knows exactly that he have me. I think that he would be the one to have the jealous part if one of us. So I don't want that at all.
Yeah,
because his insecurity could destroy something.
Yeah, I think that is so wise and responsible and difficult, especially if the excitement is there, but especially as the relationship, you know, for me, I'm like, oh yeah, well, when there's more desire and connection for it to be a long-term thing, of course you're going to hold it and protect it. And I think it's a gift to everyone involved, even though you have to wait. And I know how much that sucks, because I have been, you know, the other partner that couples where I can definitely tell, but maybe not right away. But, you know, for me, it's like not doing anyone in a group sex situation any service when one person is even just like trying to push past discomfort, you know.
Exactly.
And of course, being uncomfortable is not the end of the world, but that's where it gets into that tricky territory of like, you two have to know where you are in the relationship. And it sounds like you're being so thoughtful, which is hot.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Yes. And I think that this is the part that really connects us, that we respect and accept that we have different issues, different ways of thinking about these things.
You mentioned your best friend. I happen to know that you like to talk about sex with your best friend. How has it been to like have these things to gush about, especially since it sounds like maybe, you know, in your last relationship, you didn't have that more recently?
She has been my anchor in a lot of years. And before my divorce, I didn't talk to her a lot about this, but afterwards, where she has been exploring, I have been exploring, we have shared this secret together. It wasn't a secret, but she was the only one that I could talk about this, and I was the same for her. So we have a deep, special connection around this topic. There are things that I can tell her that I would be not afraid to tell Peter, but I can talk to her about it and find maybe a way to talk to Peter about it after I have talked to her about it. So she's everything to me in this context, also in everything else, but she's perfect. Yeah, I feel very appreciative that I have a person in my life that I can talk to about these things. I can tell her all my troubles, my insecurities, everything. And she just tells what she thinks about it. And then I get a different view of the things. And okay, I can go forward.
Love that.
Also in this new relationship with Peter, where I get insecure, he gets insecure. We have not fights, but we discuss things. And we had a point where we were not thinking maybe we should stop this, but luckily we decided to go forward. And all the way she was there, and I am very lucky to have her in my life.
That's beautiful. Do you think you and Peter might go to a club just to watch, you know, just together for the two of you?
Yes, we have talked about that also because I know that I would be the one to, I could go, I could do it all. Just put me in a room and I'll do it. I do everything. Where he's not even sure that he wants to go to a club. So we have talked about it. At some point, I think we'll go just to watch and he can see what he feels. Does he get excited about seeing other people have sex? Could he get to the point where he would like to have sex with me in one of the rooms, knowing that other people could look, just to watch and feel the excitement, feel the tension in the rooms? I think that would be a very good start for us, for him to see if this is something that he would like to do in the future.
I love that. And what has your sex with yourself been like? And or like, do you have any fantasies rolling around in your head? Or are they all kind of Peter related? Like, what's that landscape been looking like?
My fantasies are as they were before. I still have these fantasies about threesomes and foursomes and group sex in general. And he knows about that. That doesn't mean that's what I have to do, but he knows they're there. The masturbation sex with myself has been, well, not as much as I would think it would be, because actually he fills me up in so many ways that I wouldn't say that I don't need it, but it's not as often as it was before.
Yeah.
Well, it's always good to have an orgasm, of course, but some days I don't even think about it. Before Peter, that was my everyday first thought. So now I don't have to do it as much. Of course, in periods of times I do it every day. Some periods I do just once or twice a week.
Yeah.
It's, it changes.
Totally. I'm the same way. I should say that out loud in case people think that I'm a, there are days where I will just like be masturbating myself like every hour or three. But then I will go through periods, especially if I'm focused on a project or especially if I'm feeling like, you know, just a different part of my body. And it's not that I'm not horny and it's not that I'm not thinking about sex, because at this point, like everything I'm engaging with is like sex related. But
it's, like,
it's almost like my own little edging for myself, because it's, you know, causing the difference, a little bit of like dopamine hit when it's not the same all the time.
Exactly. And I think it's the need for the dopamine hit that gives me the urge to do it, actually.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so your fantasies. So we know you have kind of the same fantasies as you did when we talked 10, well, I guess your episode came out 10 weeks ago, so we talked however long before that. But do you get like specific, like when they're churning in your head, or do they churn in your head? Like mine are always sort of like in the background, and then like this specific detail will come out depending on who I talk to or what other story I hear. Like that specific, like how does it work for you?
I think the fantasies are not there all the time, but when I'm alone in my sofa and relaxed and okay, I can watch another Netflix series, or I can play a stupid Facebook game or something on my phone, then it's often at that times when or I could masturbate and then the excitement arouses me instantly.
Yeah.
So it's the times where I'm very relaxed. Before I used to masturbate before I went to sleep. I don't do that anymore. I don't know why. Because there was a time where I was relaxed most, but now it's different times of the day, mostly at the weekends, but also when I get home from work and I'm alone in the house, that's where I do it.
Yeah.
In the afternoon, and that's where it pops up. I could do that. Yes, you could. And then I feel the excitement. Okay, yes, you're going to do that.
Do you go through phases with masturbation, or like, is it always changing, or do you kind of do the same thing?
Often the same thing.
Okay.
I found this good melody that works for me almost every time. So I just do that. Sometimes I use dildo. Sometimes I just use a vibrator. It's always a vibrator, so it's in some sort, but almost the same context.
No, mine's kind of the same. Like I probably do like 80% the same-ish, or like 80% my go-tos. And then there'll be certain times where I like want a certain type of anal stimulation, or like want to do a double penetration with my dildo, you know, some things that feel a little bit more effortful.
That's correct. Sometimes I switch to do anal stimulation or a double penetration. I do that not very often, but it happens.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Because I have no shame. I like doing the same masturbation most of the time. Like it's not, I don't think there's
me
like
too.
A point of pride in being like, oh, I do it different every day. Like if it works for me and I feel good, that's the whole point. But it was cool to just notice inside of myself the sort of like natural flow, or I guess wave of like the bubbling up of like, oh yeah, there's all these other things I want to try, you know, like, and so I'm just noticing that.
I noticed that since I met Peter, I have found myself more relaxed around sex in terms of before I had a lot of things that I want to try. I want to do this. I want to be tied down. I want to try everything. And most of it I did try, but now I'm just like, it will come, I think. Yeah. I'm more relaxed now. I don't think about these fantasies so much anymore, because if we want to try this, it's going to happen, and we are talking about it. So I'm not chasing it as much as I did. So I find myself more relaxed now, more like, okay, I don't have to chase the next fantasy. I don't have to chase the next adventure. I'm just right here, right now, exploring with him, whatever we want to do today. So that's actually very calming. Yeah. I think I was maybe a little too on edge. Last time we talked, I was excited about everything. Everything was new. I was searching for the big hit all the time. Now I'm much more relaxed, and that's thanks to him. And that's good for me also. It's very good for me.
Yeah, I was going to say, how does that affect the rest of your life and or your creativity?
Just feel good about being here right now. Before, I was chasing all the time, chasing after something I didn't even know what it was. Yeah. Now I'm much more relaxed in my everyday life. I like that. And maybe that's actually what I was chasing, this to find the person that could give me this sense of relaxation where I could just be me and also at the same time feel love, be sexually stimulated the way I wanted to. So I think I found that. So I just want to be here.
Oh, that's amazing. And I think that is quite literally what I mean when I say let's all lead better laid lives. Like, I know that when I am having satisfying connected sex, it doesn't have to be like the most intense sex ever, but just like nice connection, whatever the relationship can hold. That makes the whole rest of my life and my work and my everything just a little bit shinier and not so desperate feeling. And just like
that desperate feeling. Yeah. That's exactly what I had before, this desperate feeling of trying to achieve as much sex adventures as I could in a small period of time. So I was chasing all of it, and now it's just more like, I don't have to. I just have to take it at the pace that we think is good for us.
Totally.
When I am in a good place emotionally, I work better.
Yeah.
This is what has happened for me the last 4 months.
I have more available to give to other people too, in terms of my ability to listen or my ability to whatever, you know, and not in an overgiving way, just in a, like, because I don't have that like seeking energy because I am settled in myself, then I'm able to just be like, well, what's your life like? How are you? Oh, what's it like over there? Okay. Any other thoughts about your sex life or any other things, like anything that you want that we'll like check in about next time we talk or anything like that?
Well, I'm still going for this visit to the sex clubs because I can feel I want this.
Yeah.
But I have also told him that if he comes to the point where he says this is nothing, I cannot do it, then it's okay. But he knows that this is something I really want to do. So I hope that we can go there someday. So fingers crossed for that. And then I'm just hoping that we can get to a point where we can be together more often, maybe live together and have sex every day. So it's just the possibility of, if you can have sex every day, you don't have to, but that you can. And that I would like to have that chance.
Even if I just get a little butt squeeze or something, you know?
Exactly. I just want him to be with me. So I hope that's where we're going.
Fuck yeah. You know that it's my big dream to have a full service creativity resort, which means like basically on this half, like a grown up sex camp with all the like beautiful places you could have sex, but like in ways where it's okay. And then the family part where the kids are at daycare and camp and doing arts and crafts in the other building across the street. Okay. So if you were going to design a room and then you were going to be you and Peter were going to be the first people to fuck in it. Like it could be anything. It could be like a place in the real world where you want to fuck, you know. So one of my big ones is like a coffee shop bookshop. Like that's one of my like recurring fantasies, but like shelves where there's perfect like leaning places and like chairs that are good for fucking and lap dances, but also someone could be reading next to you in like little alcoves. So like that's one that I want to have. And that's the place in the resort where people go to get coffee. Like it's the working living coffee shop. So that's a good example of like one that I keep noodling on that keeps like growing in my mind. Today, off the top of your head, what sort of location and or room would you like to have at this place, at Hotel Creation?
It's funny you should ask that because I have recently thought about a room with a big round bed in the middle of the room. It's on a platform, big round bed. There is a red silk linen on it. And I think we have a good selection of handcuffs and paddles and everything, dildos, vibrators, good fuck chairs. I have fancy about these good chairs also. So that would be a good place. And of course, yes, great espresso coffee machine. Going to have sex, have a little coffee, go back to have sex. So this round bed is, I don't know, it's popped up in my mind recently. I want
totally. It's funny you say that because the dream of the creation space, so there's hotel creation, that's the big resort, probably in the middle of the desert. But I imagine also creation spaces that are like gallery spaces / workshops / then on the weekends is where the great sex parties happen. I want to have one that's really big and has a big stage, and I want it to have a circle bed at the middle, and that's where the performers start. The people who are like sitting in the correct zones to get invited into the sex party, that's how the sex party starts. And then I want the circle bed, like that's the elevator that goes down into the dungeon. And there's two. So that's like,
I want to visit that place.
My goal for 2023 is just to start getting whatever I can together and to make a real space happen, and then just continue making it bigger and bigger.
Yes.
And better. Okay. Yeah. Oh,
sounds so nice.
Suzanne, I love talking to you. Thank you so much for sharing details with us. I love this catch up.
You're welcome.